Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If the Royals are going to get the win and they have a chance to clinch a seat to the ALCS at Kauffman Stadium tomorrow, is can Lugo step up? Do we think Lugo will step up? Because he led the American League in innings pitched this year. For all the Reagans didn't go deep, Walker didn't go deep, they have not had starters go deep in the order right now. You and I both know that they need Lugo to carry some innings. They play a baseball game tomorrow. That factors into this too. And he went a lot of innings for a reason. Now, he did have a higher home ERA than he did on the road. So he was a better road pitcher than he was home pitcher this year. But he was dominant the entire year. I do think Lugo is ready for this moment. I think the last time out, he did not perform to the level that they have wanted, and they still got the win. But I expect them to use Lugo deep into this game today.
So Matt Cutrero, as we know, the last couple, has, in one case with Angel Zerpa, gone and been able to push the right button because Zerpa was able to throw strikes and was able to get out of the particular inning. We've seen that twice in this postseason. One time it didn't work. Ultimately, the player has to go out and execute. And so I think some people were not liking the decision to pull Michael Wacha on Saturday or
sure.
Cole Reagans or whatever. Cole Reagans' pitch count was also starting to get up high. Salvador Perez also signaled over to the dugout, like hey, it's time to get somebody loose. And so you'll trust your veteran and recognizing that the command is off. So I don't think it's been crazy decisions by any means. I wonder, though, Cody, because there's not an off day tomorrow, do you see if Seth Lugo is pitching pretty well, them let him go longer than they did the prior couple outings from these starting pitchers? Because the other examples, there was an off day. There was an off day when you played Saturday. You knew you had an off day on Sunday. When you played Monday, you knew you had an off day on Tuesday. This one, you know you're playing tomorrow no matter what. No matter what happens tonight, you know you're playing a game tomorrow. So I wonder, unless Lugo has... I mean, his performances this year, he's going to give you somewhat of a baseline of performance. I think we've seen enough from him this year. I don't believe they'll be quite as quick with him knowing they have to do it all over again tomorrow without an off day. Does that mean he's going seven innings? Probably not. I just don't think that's how Q and the Royals are going to approach the bullpen this postseason.
I'd like six innings out of Lugo tonight.
Their bullpen has been sensational this postseason, and there's a lot of trust there, and I get it. They should have trust in these guys right now. They've been terrific. this group. But because you play tomorrow, I don't think you can afford to 4 1/3 inning pull Seth Lugo if it's, you know, a 2-1 game or something like that and go to Serpa again in the fifth. I just don't believe you do that tonight, knowing that tomorrow Walker's on the mound and you might have to do it all over again, or you will have to do it all over
again. This team with a lot on the line in August and September, in 6 of his last 7 starts, he was at least still pitching in the 6th. He got through the 6th in 5 of those 7 starts gold. And the one start I'm talking about where he didn't at least pitch in this, or I'm sorry, 6 of the last 7, I'm not counting the last start where he only went 2 innings.
Yeah.
So 6 of the last 7 that mattered, he went into the 6th inning. 5 of the last 7, he pitched through the 6th inning. He gave them at least 7 solid innings of work, including 5 starts that went 2 earned runs or less. That's what I expect out of Seth Lugo. I know he said this out of Reagan's and he didn't deliver, but the same thing applies. Reagan's didn't deliver. I still expected it out of him, and they needed it out of him. Now, they covered. They covered him, but they saved Reagan's ass in the last game, right? He didn't have it. Now, he battled. He didn't just, like, leave the game.
Yeah, he wasn't bad, but it wasn't his.
He didn't leave the games up to the gods, but he did not. He'll tell you. I'll tell you, Vern will tell you, he did not deliver what he was expected to deliver in that game. That's what they need from Lugo tonight. If they get what they're supposed to get out of Lugo tonight, well, then they're winning. And then on Thursday, we get to talk about them with a chance to clinch it on their own home field, a chance to go to the ALCS. And so, yeah, I'm going to put that pressure on them once again because they played 162 games this year. They won 86 of them. And the starting rotation was the single biggest reason why they were able to do that this year. So, like, why would I not assume or put the pressure back on them in order to do that?
Everybody, of course, available after the day off yesterday. So, depending on how this game, if it's close or if it's out of hand one way or the other, also can change your approach. But looking at even Clark Schmidt, the pitcher who nobody really knows much about for the Yankees, limited innings, what, 90 innings this year or something. Really effective, though, in the 90 innings.
Sure.
Feels like, I know we've seen a 6-5 game and a 4-1 game to start this series. This one feel like it's a little lower scoring. I know we say that, and next thing you know, Aaron Judge and Bobby both blow up, and all of a sudden it's an 8-9 game in the 8th inning or something.
I don't think I can handle that.
But it feels like this could be lean more towards that lower scoring mark, not a 6-5 game. It feels like this could be a 3-2 type of game, a 3-1 type of game, hopefully in favor of the Royals.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.